AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tensions continue to mount with the government of Venezuela, President Trump telling a roundtable of business leaders.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
Trump also told reporters other things are happening, but he didn't offer details. A U.S. official tells AP the seizure was led by the U.S. Coast Guard and supported by the Navy. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv is giving its latest peace proposals to U.S. negotiators today. It comes ahead of urgent talks tomorrow with a coalition of about 30 countries supporting Ukraine as it seeks an end to the war with Russia on acceptable terms. The U.S. is pushing for a settlement, and officials say the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain spoke to President Trump by phone today. The Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate for a third time in a row, another quarter point to about 3.6%. At the same time, the central bank signaled it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. Chair Jerome Powell offering this assessment of the economy.
Although some key government data have yet to be released, available indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace. Consumer spending appears to have remained solid, and business fixed investment has continued to expand.
He was asked about dissent within the policy setting committee.
What you see is some people feel we should stop here and that we're at the right place and just wait. Some people feel like we should cut once or more this year and next year.
Stocks rose on the news. The S&P climbed 0.7% and ended just shy of its all-time high. The Dow gained nearly 500 points. That's better than 1%. The Nasdaq rose 0.3%. And in western Washington state, residents are preparing to flee as heavy rains cause rivers to rise. Governor Bob Ferguson has declared a statewide emergency. The National Weather Service forecasts several days of heavy rainfall ahead. This is AP News. In a setback for President Trump, Donna Warder reports Democrat Eileen Higgins won the race for Miami mayor.
Well, we did it!
The 61-year-old Higgins has spoken frequently about Trump's immigration crackdown and how it has affected the majority Hispanic population in Miami.
We will lead a city that belongs to everyone. A city where seniors can stay, young people can build a future, immigrants feel welcomed and respected.
Higgins will be the first woman to lead Miami. With nearly all the votes counted from Tuesday's voting, Higgins led Republican Gonzalez by about 19 percentage points. Audio courtesy of WSVN. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.